好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天讲到的题目是预告杀长子。
The sermon title today is the announcement of the death of the firstborn。
我们在讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God。
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you。
谢谢你赐下你的话语。
Lord, thank you for you that you give us your word。
也谢谢你将话语当中的奥秘向我们解明。
Also, you just reveal and the mystery of your words.
主啊，就求你今天继续的在我们心中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, may you continue to have your sovereignty in us.
好，让我们借着你的话语尊主为大。
So that we can honor you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，预告杀长子。
The announcement of the death of the firstborn.
九灾过去，来到十灾。
Nine plagues.Now, we just come to the tenth plague.
一进入十灾，圣经的笔墨开始放慢了。
So when we enter to the tenth plague now, and the Bible just the step just slow down.
按道理来讲，杀长子就杀长子嘛。
So supposedly, and just to kill the firstborn, it just happened.
分开好几个部分来讲。
But it just have a several different segments.
那今天只是第一部分，要预告杀长子。
So today is the first part, just the announcement of the death.
在出埃及的场景当中呢
？In the scene of the Exodus.
其实出现了许多神人关系的对话，对吧
？We see many dialogues between God and people.
耶和华神除了对摩西有对话
，So besides the Lord, just not only speak to Moses.
其实也常常透过摩西与法老对话
，But also speaks to Pharaoh through Moses.
只是因为法老。人家仍然是心硬啊
Just because Pharaoh's heart remained hardened.
所以摩西与法老彼此对说什么话呢
Then Moses and the Pharaoh said to each other.
这是前面第十章最后一句话对吧
It is the last verse in the
他的此后不再见面了
We will not see each other again.
此生不再相见了
I will see you no more.
既然如此神就拉开了一场杀长子的序幕了
With that, God set in motion the final act, the death of the firstborn.
这也是今天这堂道讲到题目和内容的由来了。
So that's the source of today's sermon title.
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
预备出行。
Preparation for departure.
第九灾过去了。
The ninth plague had already passed.
埃及的损失惨重啊。
And Egypt suffered a tremendous loss.
但是你发现没有，这个法老人仍是悖逆啊。
Yet Pharaoh remained rebellious.
死活也不让神的子民离开埃及、啊、
He still refused, no matter what, to let God's people leave Egypt.
感觉上有点像是今天的伊朗，会不会啊
？So in a feeling, it's just like today's Iran.
死活也不让赫尔穆斯海峡的游轮渡过那里啊
And no matter what, they just will not allow the ship to just go through the strait.
于是神就吩咐摩西了。
Therefore, God instructed Moses.
你不用管他那么多，该走还得走啊。
So it was time just to prepare for a departure.
你要预备离开埃及了。
Just prepare to leave Egypt.
今天早上听川普说，你签不签约无所谓，反正我要走了，我要离开这个伊朗的战场了。
So this morning I heard the news that President Trump just said, whether you just sign this contract or not, and I don't mind.
有的时候我发现历史的事件有许多惊人的相似之处。
See, there's a history, and the recent things happened and have some similarity.
首先神要降最后一道灾了。
First, God would send one final plague.
那什么是最后一个灾呢
？What is the final plague?
就是第十灾了。
It's the tenth plague.
第十灾也是最后一个灾。
It's the last plague.
神降下此灾的前提是什么呢
？So what is the reason that God just sent this plague?
这个前提就是法老的心硬啊。
And that is the Pharaoh's heart was still hardened.
他仍旧不肯让以色列人离开埃及啊。
He would not let Israelites go.
于是神就预告将要发生什么事情啊。
So God announced what would happen.
神怎么说呢
？What did God say?
圣经记载说，我再使一样的灾殃临到法老和埃及。
God said, I will bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt.
然后他必容你们离开这地。
After that, he will let you go from this place.
他容你们去的时候呢
？And when he does,
总要催逼你们从这地出去。
He He will drive you out completely.
这个是比较特别的，对吧？
This is something special, right?
圣经说，当此灾降临之后呢，一切都将不再一样了。
So the Bible describes once this plague comes, everything will change.
仿佛法老的骄傲也不在了。
It seems like Pharaoh's pride will be broken.
刚硬的心也再也不能成为他生命当中的驱动力了。
His hardened heart will no longer control him.
呀，也就不能够。再也不能呀为所欲为了，会不会啊？呀，到那时你们即使不想离开埃及也不行
了。
因为耶和华神对摩西怎么说呢？
And because God just, said to Moses,
他说现在他不让你们走。
Nothing will not let you go.
但是你放心，到那个时候呢，
However, be a peace of mind.
等我将最后一个灾殃赐予他们的时候呢，
When I gave them the last plague,
法老就要催逼你们离开埃及了。
Pharaoh himself would urge you, even just force you to go.
其次，向邻舍要金器银器。
Next, to ask their neighbors for articles for of silver and gold.
我想可能包括摩西与以色列人都会感到困惑了。
Even Moses and the Israelites may just feel confused.
到底谁要降下一种怎样的灾殃呢？
What kind of plague was God about to send?
要不但法老会放我们走。
Not only would Pharaoh would let him go.
而且他还要催逼我们离开。
And he would just actually just drive them out.
那何必现在有这么多的拦阻呢？
Then why there are so many obstacles at this time?
试问谁又能使成就如此奇妙无比的大事呢？
Who could accomplish something just so astonishing?
不仅如此，摩西说，神还要百姓向邻居要金器银器。
Not only that, Moses said that God instructed the people to ask their neighbors for silver and gold.
这个问题一发生，马上都会问为什么嘛。
So when we heard this, we just ask why.
作为我们今天的人，当然很容易明白为什么了。
Of course, for us today, it's easier for us to understand.
我们当然知道以后到旷野当中，上帝叫以色列人做什么嘛。
We know what God wants the Israelites to do in the wilderness.
他要以色列人在旷野为他建立帐幕啊。
And that's for building the tabernacle in the wilderness.
包括圣所和至圣所嘛。
Including the sanctuary and the most holy place.
那需要大量的金器和银器啊。
And it just requires that the big amount of the silver and the gold.
但是当时的以色列人不知道。
However, the Israelites during that time they don't understand.
他们甚至可能会猜想神是不是要我们出去以后预备做做生意什么的。
The Israelites might just wonder, is God asking us to prepare for doing business after we leave?
或者在路上遇到土匪打不过别人，给人点金银呗。
Or maybe to have something on hand in case they just run into danger along the way.
Yeah, 在逃难的时候有身上傍点金银也是可以应急嘛。
So during the hardship time and to save some gold and silver that is necessary.
坦率讲，什么都不理解，但是有顺服也是一个美德啦。
Even though they don't understand any, however, the obedience.
以色列人就顺服了神的吩咐，收集了许多金银，到旷野中为神所用了。
The Israelites obey God's command. They just gathered the silver and gold, and just later to be used by God.
呀，最后是在埃及人眼前蒙恩呢。
Finally, find favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
这可能是人们最不容易理解的一个命题了，对不对？
This might be something people find hard to understand.
神一方面宣告要降下一灾。
So on one hand, God declared that He would send a plague.
要可以改变法老的决定。
That would change Pharaoh's decision.
而且呢，还要放以色列人离开埃及。
And cause him to let the Israelites leave Egypt.
要而且神还吩咐叫百姓向埃及人要金器、银器。
God has also instructed the Israelites to ask Egyptians for silver and gold.
以色列心里边可能不明白。
Israelites may not understand.
可能不明白什么道理。
They may not understand reason.
这个我们姑且不论吧。
So whatever, just reason, and we just.
现在神还要以色列百姓在埃及人眼前蒙恩。
And now that God also said that the Israelites would find favor in the eyes of the Egyptians.
有一些困难，对吧？
Does that sound kind of difficult?
是个敌对国家嘛。
They're just like an enemy to each other.
呀，这法老这么多的。这么多的矛盾和对抗。
So the Pharaoh just had so many just those obstacles.
但是神却让以色列人和埃及的百姓有好的关系。
However, God just let the Israelites and with the people in Egypt has a good relation.
我看也和今天伊朗的情况有些类似吧。
It's kind of similar just to the situation today in Iran.
Yeah, 就是美国和以色列的联军跟法老和革命卫队打了很长，是一个多月的仗了。
So the U.S. and the Israelites just had fought battle just with the Iran for just about over 1 month.
但是他们跟伊朗的当地的老百姓和在美国的老百姓，平民了，都有非常美好的关系。
However, Antiochus have a good relation with the ordinary people in Iran.
有的时候看着历史事件有些重复、有些类似的时候呢，心里边也会产生一些反响、反省，对吧
？When we just look at the things happening in history and compare with today and give us some reflection.
但这种关系其实是挺不容易的。
This kind of relation is not quite easy.
呀，本国的老百姓怎么可能不被本国的政府洗脑嘛，对吧
？How can the people in their country would not be brainwashed by the government？
在现实当中不容易实现的。
Because in reality, it's hard to fulfill.
但是上帝却如此这般吩咐以色列人要跟埃及的百姓有好的关系。
However, and God just command that the Israel they have a good relation with the Egyptian.
似乎有些不可思议和困难，对不对
？It sounds kind of impossible and very difficult.
其实神是在鼓励以色列人效法摩西了。
Actually, God was encouraging the Israelites to just imitate the Moses.
当然也如同效法主一样了。
It's just similar just to imitate the Lord.
此时此刻呢？
At this moment,
圣经说摩西在埃及地法老的臣仆和百姓的眼中看为极大。
The Bible says Moses was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people.
前面的九灾，看看摩西说什么，都是说话算数的。
The first nine plagues, whatever Moses said, and his word, just he kept his word.
而法老是一次又一次的跌入谷底啊。
And for Pharaoh, again and again, he just kind of dropped to the deep valley.
其实在这里背后是要彰显上帝的荣耀了。
Actually, here, I just want to God wants to reveal His own glory.
呀，圣经说摩西为人极其的谦和，胜过世上的众人。
The Bible says that Moses was very humble, more than all people on the face of the earth.
神在他生命当中成就了这么多伟大的事情。
God has fulfilled so many great things through Moses' life.
但是摩西却仍然极其为人谦和。
However, Moses still keeps his little humbleness.
这是我们弟兄姐妹要努力对自己的心去说话的。
So this is also for us, brother, sister, and God is talking to our heart.
诗篇说：“我的心呢，你为何忧闷
？”So in the psalm says, "My heart, why you just so troubled?"
就是大卫常常用这个方法来约束自己的心。
Oftentimes, then.David just used this word.
也求神来管束我们的心，对吧
？And also, God just control heart.
我们可以效法效法大卫啊。
We can also imitate David.
我的心呢、啊？你为何骄傲
？My heart, why are you just so proud?
我的灵啊，你为何自大
？My spirit, why are you so arrogant?
求圣灵来掌管我的心。
May the Holy Spirit just in control of my heart.
看守我的灵。
And also watch my spirit,
免得我那隐而未现的罪得罪了神呐、啊。
So that I do not sin to God.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
预告索命。
Announcement of the coming death.
那到底讲了那么半天呢？最后一灾到底是什么呢
？What exactly was this final point?
呀，以色列人心里边会感到疑惑，会不会啊
？The Israelites were confused.
那耶稣就回答啦。
And then Moses answered.
他说：“耶和华这样说。”
This is what the Lord says.
耶和华说什么呢？
What did the Lord say?
他说：“约到半夜，我必出去巡行埃及遍地。”
About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt.
看来是有大事要发生了，对吧？
It was clear that something momentous was about to happen.
那么会是一件怎样的事情呢？
What exactly would it be?
首先长子头生皆要死。
First, the firstborn of every household was to die.
就是杀长子了。
And that is to kill the firstborn.
大家有没有想过，为什么神要在埃及杀埃及的长子呢？
Have you ever wondered why God would strike down Egypt's firstborn?
也不是没有原因的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, it's not without reason.
我们稍稍查一查埃及的历史，好不好？
So let's just look at the history of Egypt.
大概从埃及第四王朝开始。
since the fourth dynasty of Egypt.
第四王朝呢，大概是公元前，就是主前的2613年到2494年，这属于第四王朝。
It's around 2013 to 2494 BC.
大概有好几位法老在这个王朝里边。
There are just like many pharaohs among this period.
从这第四王朝开始呢
？So since the first dynasty,
埃及的法老就被看作是太阳神之子拉。
Pharaohs were considered children of the sun god Ra.
啊，太阳神的儿子就称为拉。
And the son of the sun god is named Ra.
但是九灾过去了之后呢
？After nine plagues,
埃及人所拜的这个偶像，特别是这个太阳神之子这个拉呀，就颜面尽失，没能力嘛。
So after nine plagues, that the god of Egypt has already been shown powerless.
然后每一次较量都输给摩西所说的耶和华神呐。
So with each plague, and then those gods that just lost the battle.
然后不仅如此，这位将要继承的王位的长子还要被击杀。
Now the heir to the throne, the firstborn, was about to be struck down.
大家能体会当时的时代背景吧？
So can you understand? Now, can you just understand about the situation?
那么讲到这，我们大致明白为什么谁要杀长子，这个目的何在了，对吧
？So get to this point, and then you understand why God wants to kill the firstborn.
Yeah, 因为这个时候败坏埃及地的偶像，就是神的目的也就达到了。
So God's purpose was clear to overthrow the idols and the false security of Egypt.
那除了对付法老，神对埃及人也有话说的。
So.Besides that, just the deal with Pharaoh, God has messaged them.
请问到底什么才是你的依靠吗
？So what is your reliance?
你的依靠到底是什么呢
？What do you rely on?
是血缘传承的长子。
Is it the firstborn by bloodline?
还是假神传过来的灵源呢
？Or the spirits of false gods?
当然这是邪灵的源了，对吧
？And that's evil spirit.
呀，会不会你们都搞错了？
Could it be that you've been relying on?
可能每个人都需要想一想这个问题，反省一下，好不好
？We all need to reflect on this.
就是有一条路，人以为正，却是通向死亡之路，正是你埃及人的面临的光景啊。
So the situation that Egypt faced is just a path that seems right to human, but it leads to death.
其次是史无前例的哀号。
Second, an unprecedented wailing.
呀，自从雅各带领以色列来到埃及以后呢
？Since Jacob led Israelites into Egypt.
到摩西这个时候已经是430年了。
More than 400 years had passed.
这么多年以来呢
？So during all those years.
如果说人们要在埃及地听到什么哀声哭号
，If there was any wailing in Egypt.
那一定是从歌珊地发来的嘛。
It was just from Goshen.
一定是神的子民发出的哭号声嘛。
It was the cries of the God's chosen people.
为什么哭啊
？Why did they?
圣经说以色列人因为受逼迫做苦工啊。
It is because the Israelites just suffer under oppression and with the forced labor.
所以以色列人才会叹息哀求啊。
Therefore, they have to groan.
圣经出埃及记二章二十三节说，他们的哀声。达到天庭，达到神那里了。
In Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 says that their groaning reached God.
但是到今天
，Now until today，
如今哭号的人换成埃及人了。
Now the one crying out would be the Egyptians themselves.
啊，埃及人愿意人怎么待你们呢？是否你们也应该同样待人呢
？So for Egyptians, how would you want others to treat you?
出埃及记的主题。就是向神哀号嘛。
The thing of Exodus is that God's hearing the cries of His people.
但是上帝让这种哀号反倒成了神子民盼望的表征了。
And with this, it just becomes a symbol of hope.
神恩待地发出哀声的以色列人。
God shows mercy to the Israelites who cried out.
呀，也必向发出哀号、向神呼求的埃及人施恩的。
And God will also show mercy to the Egyptians who cried out to Him.
当然，这个前提你要信神呐。
The condition, however, is faith.
因为圣经说，人非有信，不得神的喜悦了。
Because without faith, one cannot please God.
呀，最后唯有选民是例外。
But abundantly. Only the chosen people were the exception.
亚伯拉罕因为信神，神就算为他的义啊。
Abraham was counted as righteous because of his faith.
从此，亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神就成为神选民的共同信仰了。
From then on, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob became the shared faith of God's chosen people.
因着亚伯拉罕从神生出选民。
Through Abraham, God just brought the sense of belonging to his elect.
生出的是选民的归属啊。
And just brought the belonging.
神是以信心为尺度，分别为圣出上帝的儿女啊。
God uses faith as the measure, setting apart his children as holy.
呀，至于摩西说，至于以色列中，无论是人是牲畜，连狗也不敢向他们咬舌呀。
Moses said, as for the Israelites, not even a dog would growl at them.
好叫你们知道，耶和华是将以色列人和埃及人分别出来的。
Would a man of these, so that you may just know that the Lord makes a distinction between the Egyptian and the Israelites?
这里所说的连狗也不敢向他们咬舌是什么意思呢？
The phrase, not even a dog will growl, and what does that mean?
这是一句当时的谚语了。
It is a common saying during that time.
意思是当以色列人要离开埃及的时候。
Meaning that when the Israelites were to leave Egypt,
连狗也不敢吠一声啊。
Not even a dog would dare to make a sound.
那我们知道这是很难的，对吧？
It is difficult, right?
我们家现在在晚上巡游农场的有六条狗。
Now in our yard we have the six dogs and just to kind of just watch the house.
一有风吹草动，他们就满园子跑，到处跑跑跑，到处叫。
If there's any sound, and they will just bark.
但是圣经记载说，以色列人离开埃及的时候，埃及的狗连一声吠都不敢。
However, here the Bible says when the Israelites leave Egypt, not even a dog would dare to make a sound.
大家能不能想象一下当时的场景呢？
Can you kind of imagine the situation during that time?
家家户户都死了长子啊。
So every household, they just lost their firstborn.
就是连头生的牲畜也不例外。不是因为以色列人的本事，乃是耶和华神的大能啊。好，我们看第三点。仍是心硬啊。人的心硬不是选项。
A hard heart is not a choice.
乃是人的本性啊。
It's human nature.
悖逆的本性。
The nature of rebellion.
是一种怎样的光景，你我都了解，对吧？
And we understand, so how that is.
第四节到第八节。
In verse 4 to verse 8,
摩西所说的话是连于前面十章二十九节的。
What Moses says connects back to Exodus chapter 10, verse 29.
就是摩西与法老说，我们不再相见了。
And then Moses said, I will see you no more.
首先是形势的逆转。
First, the reversal of the situation.
请问什么是形势呢？
So what do we mean by situation?
所谓的形势就是事态的发展趋势嘛。
It's the trend of direction in which events are moving.
当然也包括方向改变的这种态势，对吧？
Also includes the shift in circumstances.
一直以来都是摩西去求法老，会不会啊？
Up to this point, Moses had always been the one going to Pharaoh.
请求让以色列离开埃及啊。
So ask Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave.
因为你手中有权柄嘛。
Because Pharaoh has the authority.
权柄又是出于上帝的嘛。
Authority comes from the Lord.
所以摩西去尊重法老手中的权柄，本质上是敬畏神。
So Moses respect the authority in Pharaoh, that is to he respect God.
也跟今天的在中国在国内的基督徒也是一样的。
It's the same, just like the Christian in China.
当遇到警察来到教会里，去搜查去什么的时候，基督徒也是显示出一种配合顺服的。姿态对吧
？When police just come to the church to search, and the Christian they just show their just kind of just cooperate.
这也是表示对政府权柄的一个尊重嘛。
And that is to respect the authority from government.
但是在本质上，其实是尊重上帝赐给政府手中的权柄。
However, in essence, that is to respect that authority, just God gives.
所表达生命的本质是什么呢？
So what is that revealed in life?
表达生命的本质是对神的敬畏。
And that is to fear the Lord.
Yeah, 所以摩西在这里也是同样做这种表达。
So here, Moses also have the same expression.
现在发生变化了。
Now it changed.
Yeah.以前是摩西求法老。
In the past was Moses just come just to Pharaoh.
现在摩西说：“你这一切的臣仆都要俯伏来见我。”
And Moses said, "All your officials will bow down to me."
不但如此，你还得对我说：“求你跟你的百姓都出去吧。”
And will say, "Just please let you and your people go."
就是说，这个事态开始变化了。
Meaning the situation changed.
从今以后是你法老及其臣仆要来求我了。
For now, it will be Pharaoh and his officials who come to ask.
而且是跪下来见我。
And they will just bow down to do this.
是你们埃及人要来。
It just will be the Egyptians who are coming to beg us.
是你们要来求我们以色列人离开埃及。
To beg us the Israelites to leave Egypt.
摩西的意思是说，形势发展会远超过你我的想象。
Moses is essentially just saying that the course of the events will far exceed the Pharaoh's imagination.
当时候满足的时候，手中握有权柄的法老会来求摩西带领以色列快快离开埃及吧。
When the time comes, even Pharaoh who holds all power will be the one pleading with Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt quickly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
有的时候我们在人生也会遇到这样的场景，对吧？
Sometimes in life, we will face this situation.
一件事情临到我们，我们仿佛发现毫无办法。
When things just come up to us, seems like we have no way to solve it.
但是你能不能相信神呢？
However, can you just believe in God?
能不能够信得过神会将那个环境形势转化呢？
Can you just believe in God that God will just transform the situation?
上帝有一个全然翻转人生的能力，你信吗？
God has the power to overturn things.
呀，其次是摩西的义怒了。
Second, Moses' righteous anger.
我们知道摩西这个人是为人极其的谦和。
We know that Moses was an exceptionally humble man.
少有发怒的。
Slow to anger.
只是今天摩西面对一个毫无诚信、连续九次背信弃义、违背誓言的法老呢？
But now he just faced someone completely untrustworthy, Pharaoh, who had broken his promises 9 times.
不但如此，还威胁摩西啊。
And he even threatened Moses.
这种情况下，神的仆人也终于发出了义怒了。
Finally, God's servant expressed righteous anger.
10:29，摩西就说：“你说得好，我必不再见你的面。”
In chapter 10, verse 29, Moses said, "You have spoken well. I will see your face no more."
想不到这句话真是一语成谶呐。
It just became true.
摩西再也没有见过他了。
The Moses that will no longer see him.
所谓再见，就是彼此生死存亡的时刻了。
At a time when they see each other, it's.
我想这也是这些法老们的本事了。
In a way, this shows Pharaoh's own folly.
当他们惹得神的仆人发怒的时候呢？
When he just provoked God's servants to righteous anger.
法老与神沟通之路也终于被堵死了。
The path for communication with God was finally blocked.
法老还以为摩西好欺负啊。
Pharaoh thought Moses was easy to intimidate.
对摩西是随意的得罪啊。
He just offended Moses.
任意的戏弄。
And mocked him.
甚至是威胁吓唬摩西。
He even threatened Moses without consequences.
摩西终于发怒了。
Now, Moses, the anger had risen.
法老的权柄伴随着摩西的怒气也渐渐消失了。
And Pharaoh's authority, weighed against Moses' righteous indignation, began to vanish.
到了末了，一切所发生的也就不由得你法老了。
But the time the final act unfolded, and the Pharaoh no longer controlled what happened.
啊，最后是使法老心硬了。
Finally, God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
上帝使法老心硬是很多人心中不解的难题，对吧？
This is a difficult question for many people, and God just hardened.
我们此时此刻可能也不禁要问：难道？真的是神使法老心硬吗？
So did God just really force Pharaoh to harden his heart?
是上帝强迫他一而再、再而三的与神为敌吗？
Did God just compel him again and again to oppose God?
上帝在赐下这十灾以先
，Before the 10 plagues，
摩西是不是已经警告或者宣告过呢
？Moses did he already just warn the Pharaoh?
如果法老坚持不放人，必有后果连连呐、啊。
that if Pharaoh refused to let people go, there will be severe consequences.
是不是有言在先呢？
Just Moses just announced before him.
我们来看看法老的表现吧。
And let's see what did Pharaoh do.
摩西一而再再而三的警告他。
Again, Moses just warned Pharaoh.
是摩西越警告法老就越顽梗悖逆，甚至轻慢神、羞辱神的仆人呐。
The more Moses warned Pharaoh, and the more stubborn, rebellious, even disrespectful the Pharaoh became.
相反，神一直在给法老悔改的机会，对不对？
God just again just gave the Pharaoh the opportunity to repent.
有没有想过为什么神总是给法老机会呢？
Have you thought the reason why God just keep giving him the opportunity?
先知以西结在33:11他这么说。
That in the book of Ezekiel and the prophet says.
他说因为神也不喜悦恶人灭亡，包括法老。
Because God does not take pleasure in the destruction of the wicked, including.
其实最关键的是什么呢？
So the key is.
上帝从来没有强迫法老弃绝神的。
God never just forced Pharaoh to abandon God.
到最后，法老将悖逆坚持到底。
At the end, Pharaoh just continued and he's the rebellion to the end.
那神也唯有任凭法老继续骄傲，自尝苦果了。
God just simply allowed Pharaoh to continue in his pride and taste the consequences.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
神借着摩西
，God through Moses，
将第十灾杀长子的这一灾也预告出来了。
Announce the tenth plague.
呀，摩西说，凡在埃及地
，So Moses said in the land of Egypt，
从坐宝座的法老
，So from the Pharaoh on the throne，
直到摩子后的婢女所有的长子
，until this day the firstborn of the slave girl at a meal，
以及一切头生的牲畜都必死
，and all the firstborn of the livestock it will die。
哇，这句话可真是一个很大声音，如雷霆之声的宣告啊
！This kind of proclamation it just kind of like a big thunder。
从最卑贱的摩子到摩子后的婢女到尊贵的法老所生的长子，包括头生的牲畜都必死啊！
From the humblest servant at a meal and to the most exalted son of Pharaoh，
我们终于看见神的雷霆之怒终必临来啊，临到了。
God's thunderous judgment would inevitably come。
试问今天的敌基督独裁者，看你们横行到几时呢
？So for those enemies of Christ in the world, they know。So how long will you just go unchecked?
当有一天上帝的雷霆之怒临到你的时候，你会不会又发出一个哀号声？上帝啊，你为什么不怜悯我呢
？When God's anger, righteous anger, come to you, would you just cry out to God? Why can you just give your grace to us?
问题是没有人强迫你与神为敌啊。
However, no one is forcing you to oppose God.
没有人勉强你去毁教堂啊。
No one is compelling you to destroy churches.
也没有人逼迫你去拆十字架呀。
And to tear down crosses.
更加没有人去要你去酷刑上帝的儿女啊。
Also, no one asks you to torture God's children.
你连上帝的孩子你都不放过，你想上帝会怎么对你呢
？You will not even just let God's children go. How God would treat you?
更加没有人给你压力，使得你这么甘心乐意去接待敌基督政权的人去包饺子献殷勤啊
！And no one is just putting pressure on you to willingly serve the Antichrist region to make dumplings and offer flattery.
非常可悲可叹的是什么呢
？And what's the alas is?
这些甘愿接待敌基督代表的人
，And those that who just want to just greet.
他目的竟然只有一个非常可怜的目的、啊、就是为了日后能够在三次教会的讲台上可以去所谓的讲道了想想都觉得是呜呼哀哉啊
What a lamentable state.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and appreciate.
上帝宣告要杀长子。
God just proclaimed he will kill the firstborn.
即使是牲畜头生的也要一起死。
Including the firstborn of the animals.
主啊，我们知道神你是不可轻慢的。
God, we know that you just cannot be mocked.
当时候满足的时候
，When time fulfills,
你的怒气必要临到。
Your anger will arise.
主啊，求你让这些敌基督们、独裁者们赶紧有一个机会悔改吧。
Please So to let this Antichrist and they have the opportunity to repent.
因为神的怒气必要临到。
Because God's anger will come.
神要杀长子的旨意也必会临到。
God's will to kill the firstborn will arrive.
求主继续的带领和帮助吧。
May God continue to guide us and help us.
帮助我们在你的生命里边扎根。
Help us just to just root it in you.
好让我们能够与神同在。
So that we can be with you.
与主同行
to walk with God.
谢谢恩主听祷告
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.